You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. Turning now to our series, Minding Michigan, focusing on mental health and wellness. There are few moments in the life of a family more stressful, more anguished than a child in the grips of a mental health crisis. A youngster who's highly agitated, perhaps talking about suicide or threatening others. In Kent County, families in the midst of that kind of crisis can turn to the Children's Crisis Response Team. It's operated by Network 180, which is the mental health authority in Kent County. Andrew Bookestein manages this team, and he's with us now. Andrew, your mobile team responds to emotional or mental health crises for kids up to age 20. How do you define these crises?
In part, we leave it up to the person who's calling to define the crisis. The guidelines are that if a child is so disrupted or unwell or acting in such a way that is unsafe, that is beyond their caregiver's means to know how to deal with it, we call that a crisis. And if a caregiver is at a point where they call us for help, we want to respond to them. A lot of times it's a child who is hopeless or in despair or angry and expressing a wish to die or is having a panic attack or is a youngster who can't be calmed and they don't know what to do anymore. And they've tried a lot of things and then they call us and we go out to help.
So who's on the team? What kind of folks show up to help?
The team is mostly composed of master's level clinicians, mental health therapists. So we have social workers, licensed professional counselors, limited licensed psychologists, and also some bachelor's level social workers who always respond in a team of two right to the site of the crisis. So it could be a school, a home, a community, doctor's office, emergency room, wherever that incident is happening.
And you are, as Network 180, the county's mental health authority. Where did this idea come from to say, all right, we're going to create a mobile crisis team to respond to these youngsters having problems?
Well, it was created really to fit an unmet need. There are a lot of services in our area to help people get mental health treatment in an ongoing fashion, but relatively little to help them immediately. Much like we have urgent care emergency department for physical health problems, there wasn't much of an equivalent for mental health issues for youngsters. And so caregivers were faced to choose from a couple of bad choices when dealing with a youngster who is struggling sometimes with a life-threatening mental health issue. They would often take them to an emergency department or have to call the police or bring them into the Network 180 Access Center. And any parent who's had a child with intense needs knows that transferring a person in a mental health crisis is no fun. And bringing them to an emergency department that's more geared towards physical health, while they'll get good care there, isn't the most comfortable setting. The child is brought there who is just at the end of their rope, and a parent often is too by that point. And the child is dressed in a gown like they're a physical health patient. They'll probably have to wait for several hours. They'll be put in a bed, have to tell their story to a nurse and an aide and a doctor and a psychiatrist and receptionist, all before they get screened for risk and for their mental health need.
So when your team comes in, you're on scene. What did they do that changes that narrative?
Since the Mental Health Authority, Network 180 in Kent County, is designed as the Mental Health Safety Net, it's primarily designed for those with Medicaid who are uninsured and other folks with low income to make sure that they can get the help they need when they need it. So now anyone concerned about a child up to age 20 can call into Network 180. And one of my team members will get a little bit of information and go out to meet them as soon as possible. Our goal is to be on location within an hour. So that's oftentimes right in the family's home. We get a lot of calls from schools who would might normally send their child away or suspend them or send them out to get treatment before they can return. But if we can meet them very early on in the crisis and get them the help they need right away, we can usually keep that child in the home or in the school. And that's our goal, is to have the child be well cared for and safe and getting the treatment they need right in their home.
And then, yeah, what kind of follow-up? So you've got a child in that moment of crisis, you show up on scene, whether it's at school or at home, And then what happens after things kind of settle down in that moment?
Yeah, so our first job is to help them settle down, and that is not always easy or straightforward. There's no manual that says exactly how to handle a crisis every time, because every family's different. There are different stressors and risk factors driving each crisis. And so we really take the time to meet with the child and the parent and the siblings or the grandparents or whoever's in that child's life and talk about what contributed to this crisis and what can help everyone feel a lot more safe. And then we'll do some safety planning on what it would take to keep them safe in the home, making the home more safe, giving them increased supervision, giving them increased support and contacts to reach out to. And then once we leave, we'll often call back even a few hours later to see how it's going. Sometimes these things can be touch and go hour by hour, and we want to make sure that they're still feeling supported. Then we might call them the next day or even visit them again the next day to check up on them, or several times that week. Once that immediate crisis is stabilized, we will refer them on to ongoing care so they can build a relationship with a clinician and get to more of the heart of the issue.
Are there programs like yours in other counties in Michigan?
There are. And this model, a children's mobile crisis model, is starting to become the norm, not only in Michigan, but across the country. Some communities in the country, like in Milwaukee or the whole state of Connecticut or New Jersey, have very robust children's crisis mobile teams that have been working for many years or even decades. And there's several teams popping up in Michigan that are doing the same work that we are. And in fact, the state of Michigan and the Department of Health and Human Services is now mandating that each community have a children's crisis mobile team as part of their community mental health system. So within a few years, most community mental health systems will have a team like this.
So you're serving the uninsured and Medicaid recipients. What about the broader community? And I'm thinking of the fact that options for parents whose children are grappling with mental health issues are really, really limited. I mean, I remember speaking with a parent, and they had insurance. They brought their youngster to the emergency room, and it didn't work. Ultimately, that child took his own life.
Oh.
Because of what you're getting bounced around, it just is not
right.
What's needed. What options are there for parents who really are up against a wall wondering, you know, what to do with a child in crisis?
Yeah, that is a struggle. And oftentimes, unfortunately, the kind of care that a person receives is dependent on their pay source. Our long-term goal is to break down that barrier and to secure the funding to be able to see anybody who calls us. When you're in your crisis and you say, I've got a child who says they don't want to live anymore and is going to take their own life, the next question can't be, okay, what's your insurance? And I need to run your numbers. Mm-hmm. So we seek to be just an open door for anyone. And certainly anyone can call in. And we will work with them over the phone. And we will make sure they're feeling good about their next steps, because it is a confusing system. There's so many different avenues. And my team are experts in this field, not just in the mental health piece, but in accessing services. And we can usher them to the right place.
There is a statewide lack of pediatric psychiatric beds in Michigan. Do you have a sense of where we are in terms of solving that problem?
Well, that's another reason that the mobile team was created. It has long been a pattern that when a child has very intense psychiatric needs, the go-to is to place them in a facility. And that does keep children safe, and it does give them good treatment. However, it's also limited in the availability. It's very expensive, and sometimes it can be traumatic for the child. And it doesn't always address the underlying issues that might be in that home, where that child might feel unsafe or unheard or doesn't know how to respond to their family members or their school. And when they're simply treated in a very safe, very well-controlled facility, they're not really learning those skills. And so when we can intervene very early and we can give them much more support and wrap around that family and that young person and give them go-to help immediately in their home, they might not need that intense locked facility to keep them safe. And so we're hoping that we don't need as many beds, that we can keep children safe in their home. So this is part of that solution.
So if I'm a parent who is not in Kent County, you know, you are with the Mental Health Authority in Kent County, where do I go? How do I find my version of a children's crisis mobile team? What's the best way to do that?
So for those families with Medicaid who are uninsured or have Healthy Michigan plan, I would encourage them to call their local community mental health center. Okay. Some of them go by different names, but if you just Google it, you'll find it for your county. And ask if one is available in their county. And if there isn't one yet, what is the plan to get one? Because all the counties are thinking about building one, a team, and there should be one in the works soon. And if there isn't a robust team already up and running, they should have something a bit like it that should be able to help them. For those within commercial insurance, I encourage them to call their commercial insurance company and ask them the same question, because commercial insurance companies can decide to run these same kinds of programs or pay for these same kinds of programs to give the kids the immediate in-home help that they need.
Andrew Bukestein is with Network 180, the mental health authority in Kent County. He manages its Children's Crisis Response Team. Andrew, thank you so much for sharing your work with us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me on.